So no, we're not doing chairs.
No chair cast.
No chair. That means it'll stay short.
Stand up podcast.
Stand up podcast.
There you go.
Stand up podcast.
Stand cast. All right.
More the merrier. Come on in.
Stand cast. You are.
It's the door.
Yeah.
We had touched in recording this.
Okay. We'll crash this.
So our first idea didn't quite work as well.
This is attempt number three for the podcast tonight.
It actually worked really, really well, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, because you benefited.
Is this recording?
Is that what happened?
There's a broadcast button, and I forgot to broadcast.
Are we recording?
No, it's recording right now. So yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, so welcome to another Confessions of a Game Dev podcast.
Look at that, he intro'd.
Good news, we have a logo. Well, we almost have a logo. We're really, really
close. We have a logo?
Yeah, it's kind a pretty of. Cool logo.
I'd like to look at it.
Yeah, we'll have to show you. But I don't know if it quite works. Anyway.
I don't know. I'm not a graphic designer. We'll have to ask. We've got two graphic designers and three artists on the room, so they can make us cry.
You're an artist?
No.
Okay, so we tried playing...
Oh, you're an artist.
Oh, wait, no. We had to start at the beginning.
What's
so
the beginning?
I have some shout-outs that I need to do. First of all...
Oh, man. We're doing the shout-outs first.
Marie Curie's birthday today.
Madame Curie?
Madame Curie?
Yes.
Okay.
She would appreciate that, I think.
Also...
She's a big listener.
Also, it is my sister's birthday. So, happy birthday, Rachel.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
This means that we've all got to sing. You know that, right?
We can't sing happy birthday, actually.
Oh, yeah. Rachel.
Yeah,
Rachel.
Copyright issues.
Happy birthday, Rachel. Oh.
Happy birthday is copyrighted,
as a matter of fact. Happy birthday song.
It is.
Okay,
happy
all right.
Happy birthday.
It's a $2,500 charge.
Really?
And yeah. Brandon's
going to... Unless you have that. Right. I mean, we could do it if you want.
We're not going to...
It's not coming out of my part.
We're not going to do that. Well, no, you know what? This is not for profit, so under Creative Commons...
It was the same problem we had when we were coming up with music for this.
Yeah.
Grah. Has to be legal.
Oh, copyright. Right. We took a whole class on it.
To be fair, if you've listened to the game later on, you'll probably hear that phrase a couple of times. A couple of times from Trent.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to play the game. I don't think I don't think it quite worked as well as it did in concept. So what we tried to do was play League of Legends and record the game. That was the grand idea, and it didn't really work.
It was a grand idea.
It worked flawlessly for one team.
Yeah. You know what I realized? Is we didn't have a rock star announcer discussing what we were doing. All of us were trying to talk and fight and die at the same time.
Some of us were trying to fight.
I was conscious of being on a podcast, or the attempt of a podcast, so I just tried to talk a lot, which didn't help my concentration at all. There were some bro hugs going on. You missed it.
Oh, yeah. It bro translates hugs. Very well.
We've been telling Spencer for the last 30 levels.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. There's only 30 levels.
What were you telling me? Bro hugs?
What? No.
Okay, so there's a couple things that we learned.
Yes. What did we learn?
First of all, audio while playing a game doesn't quite work as well as we wanted it to.
If you're going to do it, it has to be a commentator off to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we may do that.
We may try that. That would be fun.
You have a great radio face.
We're not afraid of failure. which actually was an excellent. There was an awesome tweet that was it you who retweeted it about. I don't know. Anyway, there was a tweet about how people are afraid of making crap, but it's making tons of crap that actually teaches you how to make something good.
Hmm.
So, anyway, it was really interesting.
Yeah, I would retweet that. Just kidding. Oh, kidding.
Ouch.
So,
there goes three subscribers.
Shout out to University of Utah.
Oh, yes.
Our program.
Absolutely.
So, we...
What happened?
Oh, dude. Awesome sauce is what happened.
Lots of awesome sauce.
Was it last Wednesday?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, this is the reason we didn't do a podcast last Wednesday.
Well, Halloween.
Halloween, kids.
Shaving of the head.
Shaving of the head, shorn head thing was kind of awkward. You haven't even mentioned anything about the shorn head.
It didn't really faze me.
I shored my own head.
I was looking.
But
I
he got rid of the little
I was a
tuft
little bit
on the
jealous.
Back, which is a little.
You missed the
I was considering
tuft.
Going
to see the helicopter.
I shaved all but the helicopter.
Wait, is that was that real?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yes. I left.
Isn't that cool?
No, I left a tuft, and
was
then
it
I
cool?
and then
that
I tied
cool.
Black
cool.
yarn to it, so it looked like I had a big one.
I totally shaved it
and then made it dreads.
That'd be awesome. One big long
dreadlock. Yeah.
Oh, like singular. Not Rimmer. Who's the other one from
Predator?
No. That would also be awesome. No, from Red Dwarf. Anybody watch Red Dwarf?
I've
really?
Seen like one episode.
Oh, this is podcast
he has
is over.
I saw the Zoom and Enhance episode. That
Red
was
Dwarf is amazing.
He has an English accent, right?
Yeah. Everyone has an English accent on it.
Yeah, about that. Spencer
Wait.
Doesn't like English, guys. Or anybody
no!
that associates anything with English.
No!
Like
it's
our language we speak.
Spencer doesn't like English.
All right, so
he's a Spanish kind of guy.
We have standing room only tonight, so we got to wrap this up.
Oh, yeah. We have quite a
except for Spencer, he's sitting down.
Yeah, I found myself in a seat.
Yeah, nice work.
Yes.
So we're going to discuss 1 minute. Everyone has 1 minute to talk about what you did in the game and what was good and what was bad. We're totally doing a stand-up
awesome.
Post-mortem
awesome.
Of the games.
All right, starting with Spencer.
Ready, Spencer, go.
Spencer, go.
I don't have enough time.
We could.
No.
It's only a four-letter word.
I lost?
F, two E's, and a D.
I was like, crap, I can't spell that. What is that? What are you?
What exactly happened, Spencer?
I thought we were going to help Trent play and all pick characters that no one knows.
I actually thought we were going to help Trent play as well. I just didn't expect it in the way that it happened.
You're in on my minute. Get out of here. It's my minute. So
they're all my minutes. I just want you to.
Okay, so I chose a player that I'm not familiar with whatsoever, a type of player that I'm not familiar with whatsoever.
Me too.
And then I began to do stupid choices that I want to say I normally don't do, but I do. I'm just able to get away with
tries not to do
with
as
other
often.
Players.
I'm not cutting in on your minute.
So I made a lot of bad choices, but near the end, I wasn't even paying attention because I was trying to run a podcast while doing this, and that was
it was a bit of a mess.
Right, that was
that exacerbated a lot of things. So I'll blame the podcast. Karate.
Nice.
Me. I own Peeps. Broke the rule. So Christian and I made an agreement before that I wasn't going to play Garen, but I knew as soon as I said that who he would pick because it's the same he did last time. We did the same thing. And so it was the anti-Garen. So, yeah. Of course, I picked Garen.
So what you're saying is, fool me once, shame on you.
That's right.
Fool me twice.
Abdi-da.
Shame on you. Also.
Wait, fool me twice, Demacia.
Yes. I felt a little bad, but because it happened exactly the way I thought it would, I didn't feel bad anymore.
Is it really is it really in the Demacian demeanor to do what you did?
Demacian's, like, Garen's thing, quote, says at the bottom, says the fastest way to cut through a man is to cut through the person next to him.
I don't know what that means.
It's very much a part of the Demacian creed. Okay.
Good. Okay.
All
well,
right, Ashley.
Definitely in character then.
Well, I do what I can.
Ashley, we brought Ashley back because we wanted to talk more.
Yay, Ashley!
I decided to play support a little differently and went AP/AD carry Lulu. I killed Spencer.
You're killing
everyone. Killed Spencer.
I only went 2-2 and 15. I had the least amount of deaths, most amount of assists, but I did not have the most amount
can
of kills,
I,
unfortunately.
Can I say one thing?
He stole them.
Sorry.
I killed Ashley!
Nice. Right. Killed
it was
carry.
Lulu versus Lulu.
And Lulu won! All right.
And then Lulu won later.
Did I kill you once? I know I killed him.
You killed me at least once. Probably more.
Vengeance. I only had 2 kills, so I killed you once and you once.
Oh,
I know
you,
I killed
you. Had
you
to have had, like, crazy amount of assists, though. Right?
I had 15. Yeah. I was in on every fight.
And there was, like, 15 deaths.
I'm pretty
so.
Sure you were the reason I died multiple times. Because I was trying to run away.
Slow, turn you into a bunny. Yeah, it's all in the works.
So, you play a lot of assists, a lot of supports. Is that, I mean, that's not your nature from Call of Duty because you're
no.
you have a crazy KD.
To be fair, Halo. Okay, she plays a sniper in Call of Duty.
Not always.
Okay, well.
I play everything.
Close range sniper.
So, I will quick scope you in the face.
So nice. why is it that you choose supports versus other?
Because I suck at AD carries.
I was going to say, it's usually because we always pick our other characters first, and it's like, yeah, Ash, do you want to be support?
What if I Ash? Ash, go play the game.
I love Xin Zhao. He's probably my favorite champion.
You are really good with him, aren't you? You're pretty good with him, let's be honest.
I try.
But
22. It's okay.
That's what I went with my last Lulu game.
I heard your last Lulu game was 2-2 and 15.
Well, that was this today, but the one previously, I was like 31-0 and 8. Yeah. That was against bots. It wasn't fair.
That was hilarious. So, all right, Christian, let's hear it. What'd you do? Who'd you play?
Played Darius.
How was it playing with these guys?
Horrible.
you know what? For being...
Nobody told me that this was a lesson for him.
It was a lesson for all three of you.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah. I think we all learned valuable lessons.
Because if that would have been the case, and I would have played Brand, which is what I'm trying
there
to
you
learn.
Because
plus I have my legendary skin.
The zombie
skin.
It's awesome.
He's got a cool dance.
Yes,
does he do Thriller?
Yes, he does.
He does Thriller.
It's pretty cool.
And he has, like, special animations for everything.
It yeah. Which cool. means that we are going to play another game after this.
Yes, to see my
That's why we got
to
finish up this podcast. Trent!
Whoa. All right. So, Christian learned don't play with people who are level 18. Yes. All right. So, I learned that you don't split the party. And...
Whatever.
You got to know your champion, which I don't. And you have to avoid running into all of the other team. I played Lulu, who is a support, who was the same support.
Or not.
She can actually wreck face.
Well, the thing of it is, who was it the first one that face checked, like, right at the beginning? everyone points to Spencer. Okay, that one lesson, you know, there's certain characters when they're on the field. Darius is one of them. Garen's another. Who you just don't face check. You just try to avoid it at all costs.
In fact, weren't we talking about that at the very
We talked about it right after I even... died. It was right
no,
after.
No. I'm pretty sure before we even started playing, somebody was telling a story about being Garen, regenning.
Oh,
and
that's
out
right.
Of
oh, with Christian.
That was this is the last time Christian and I played against each other a couple of times. And the reason why I picked Garen this time specifically was because it was a face check that kind of wiped him out. And so because of that, I was like, okay, I knew it was going. But, like, yeah, the face check, there's certain characters you just don't do that. You just don't kind of say, I'm just going to leave that alone.
I think you just don't do that in general.
No, but there's certain characters that can. Like, tank. There's tanks that just walk in. You don't care. Okay. But, you know, there's certain characters. Like, Spencer's character, Tarik, is actually okay to do that. But he has to build up a little bit.
If it's not 1v3.
Right. That's exactly right. Yes. That's exactly what.
Well, so apparently I didn't have my team behind me.
The other
it was my team.
It was. They were coming.
I was still in the fountain when I saw first blood, and I was like, "I should probably."
Oh, the game started, guys.
So look who's talking. Who's still with the team?
That's what I'm saying. Is I learned that very quickly, very early on in the game. That's why I kept bringing it up. Also, I learned it from Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Anyway,
Wheaton.
Sorry about Al. Will.
Well,
everybody should listen to the Penny Arcade people play Dungeons and Dragons. It's the funniest thing I've ever listened to. Mom, again, it's
that would be fun.
There's
too.
Some language. Maybe don't listen to that.
Probably not safe for work.
Yes.
Hey, you know, speaking of people who listen, there was 20 people that listened to our podcast.
What?
That's awesome.
I don't even
Thank
know
you.
Who
that is
they are.
At least
those...
19 more than last time.
And 20 more than I expected. So I was like, wow. It was kind of interesting.
That's awesome.
It was fun.
It's fun to see those, huh?
Yeah, it is. Sterling.
What'd you learn, Sterling?
It's amazing. Well, so, for those individuals who are really trying to figure out what their characters are like, everybody here can basically vouch for me that I've been playing Master Yi since day one.
Yeah.
It wasn't until a couple weeks ago, and I've been level 30 for months, and it wasn't until a couple of weeks ago that we realized that my strong like one of my strengths is actually jungling with the Master Yi. Everybody makes fun of me when I log in like by myself and not playing with you guys until I just start wrecking the place. And they're like, oh my gosh, Master Yi, you're the best. And I'm just like, yeah.
Dear Master Yi.
So it does take a while for you to be able to know what players you're playing or what champions you're playing, what they're good at, mm-hmm. and then also how to build appropriately for the level you're in. Yeah. And specifically, I haven't been beaten on that map, period. On the new 3v3 map with Master Yi, just because of the new items that they put in there. I just can't.
Oh, I love those new items, man.
I don't know which ones they are.
The one that...
You know, the hatchet? I don't know what they're showing
you. You build the lantern, right?
It's like the Riggles.
Yeah, the lantern.
Purple. Kind of skull. Yeah.
Cool. There's no wards in the new Twisted Tree line, by the way.
Right.
Not at all. And so they replaced the lantern with a crazy lantern. It's freaking awesome.
Yes.
There's still so many cool items in the Twisted Tree.
I saw an eyeball thing that they said get for Lulu.
I picked up the cleaver that...
Oh, I saw the eyeball thing, too.
I don't think I ever
got enough gold to get it.
It was cool looking, though, wasn't it?
Right? I was the highest level on my team.
Yeah.
Because you were alive the longest.
Up top.
I was alive the longest.
That's right.
High five.
Also, I think I was higher than somebody on your team.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got to level 13, everyone, so in all y'all's faces. I was
16. Nice work.
I think we all
except for yours, Christian, because I think you're about
I think you had like 13 kills, right?
14. But who's counting?
What does that mean? More kills than levels.
Yeah, I think I got one.
All right, so we're getting antsy. Yeah. Let's wrap this up because...
Rock on.
All of us... I'm not standing, but everyone else is, I'm sure.
People are anyway, welcome back to the Confessions of a Game Dev podcast. And we will have more of these in the future.
You know, we got so distracted we didn't even say why we didn't have a podcast last week. We, like, were gay.
It was Halloween, yo.
Halloween. But it wasn't Halloween.
But it wasn't Halloween.
It was IGF. Independent Game Festival. Submissions were due that same night. And
oh, it was a mess.
All of us were going bonkers the day before. And
there was a lot of bonkers going.
There was a lot of bonkers with no sleep going. I brought in a tent. Great. Christian brought in a sleeping bag.
Christian slept in the studio, man.
I noticed there was
starting brought in like 8 boxes of cans. That was pretty awesome.
There was like a pizza box fort at one point.
Yes, I did that too. It was pretty rad.
Yeah, good job on that.
We were thinking about making it into a costume, but then that would be kind of nasty.
Oh, man, that'd be greasy, dude.
Caesar grease.
It's like that transforming box.
All right. Kill it. Bigger pizza box.
We're gonna have to talk about. I think one thing that we need to do is start making a regular feature instead of what we've played this last week, because obviously it's League of Legends. It's always gonna be League of Legends.
Halo 4.
I just started playing Halo 4.
Yeah.
More like boring 4. Am I right? Anybody high fives?
Oh.
Wow.
I thought it was fun and beautiful. Right.
However, I haven't seen it. One person said,
"No spoilers!"
Stop it!
Spoiler alert,
Spencer!
No.
Stop it!
That's all I do. No, he said the final boss was like
awesome.
The boringest, stupidest boss battle because it's a one-button quick time event instead of actually
spoiler.
I don't know if that's a spoiler.
Now I don't even have to finish
the
game.
See a lot of Cortana's giant butt.
Okay, well then, yay!
That's a selling point.
It should be.
When I started seeing other people tweeting about how they were disappointed, they're like, Halo 4 is amazing. And then you get the end and you're like, what the crap? And so apparently.
Like Final Fantasy 9?
Or Final
Fantasy. Or Mass Effect 3.
Or.
13 doesn't have an ending.
13 doesn't have an ending? Spoiler alert.
I remember Cameron's
one. What about 13 2?
No,
13 2 is what I meant, not 13. Oh, yeah,
okay.
13 2.
So I think there's plenty of discuss. Okay, so you don't want to do what we're playing. You don't want to do what we played.
We want to do what we're working on.
We want to do what we're working on.
Heck yeah.
It would be interesting to see.
I built a house today.
What champions our listeners
play. That's just all house.
Polygons.
Hey, there were at least 14.
That's awesome.
That one.
What?
Sterling, I cede the floor to you.
You just ceded the floor?
Yeah.
I was thinking what would be interesting is to find out what champions you guys are playing with as well. Maybe some of your thoughts on how you build your champions or your experiences with them as well. Share them with us.
And how might they share them with us?
But Chow, you can tweet me
Okay, how do we do that?
At the Spenny, T-H-E-S-P-E-N-N-I-E.
Or to myself at the Warepire, W-A-R-E-P-I-R-E.
Okay. Okay. Mine, not the. at Karate, K-A-R-R-A-T-T-I.
Or me, Thunderhead I. It's actually Thunderhead underscore I. And I'm not going to spell it because I have faith that you guys are smart and you know how to spell Thunderhead.
Also, he doesn't know how to spell it.
I forgot.
Ashley, do you have the Twitters?
I don't like Twitter.
Or forms of contact that we call
that doesn't mean you don't necessarily have one.
I don't have a Twitter.
Oh, aww. So don't follow her.
Or like, give her
if you can get a follow, good work.
Yes.
Props to you.
From Chubby.
Christian?
I don't have a Twitter.
All right.
All right, so I know what we're doing after this.
We're setting up a confessions Twitter.
No, we're playing another League
of Legends match.
Exactly.
Gosh, I don't want to set up. Okay, so here.
I'll do it.
I got a question on the setting up a Twitter account for everything and then some. Like, I get the point of it.
Tweet deck, man.
I even know using that. Like, I still have like 4 or 5 different Twitter accounts that I should be managing.
Yeah.
And I still only ever tweet on the Spenny.
No, you don't need to tweet it, but we need it so they can all get us without having to follow 4 people. You know?
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah, right?
Nah, just follow 4 people.
But then it was like, but it's just another resource you gotta manage. You gotta
start following things
under it.
Well, you don't like to micromanage?
Alright, we'll find out a Twitter account.
We're setting it up, baby!
Game dev, something of that.
We'll figure it out and we'll let you know via Twitter, so follow all 4 of us.
We'll let you know.
We'll let you know.
And then you can follow someone else.
Yeah. Yes. Rock on.
Anyway. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
We love you.
Good night.
Heart to the people.